It's always whistling, wasn't it? Whistling or singing or, well, like I say, telling jokes or turning seemingly not so funny situations into something funny or.
And what kind of dad was he?
A fantastic one.
Tell me about sort of some of the things, some of the memories you've got of him, some of the happy memories.
Just going to football or even just a pub.
A year on, so it must be still really, really raw for you then and your family.
It's been really hard, especially. I don't want it to happen to anybody else anyway, put it that way. It's just the shock of it all, with it not knowing, and just that day when just you come home from work and say you haven't got your dad anymore. It's tough, wasn't it? Really tough. I had to phone his twin sister and tell her that he'd been killed. And obviously they were going to be 50 last year on the 4th of November, just not long after, so I had to obviously break that news and run a few other people up, didn't I, that night, and just...
What was it like telling your news to your auntie?
Oh, that was just heartbreaking, wasn't it? At the time, I was always in a mess myself. I'd only found out 45 minutes before he died, never mind utter the words to his... I would say his other half, but it's not his other half, is it? It's his sister. But yeah, having to tell her, that was just... Obviously, just listen to her just break down, and there was nothing, like nothing else I could do or say. Say it gets easier, but not yet. We've had a Christmas, had my first birthday without him.
You say that it won't get easier. Do you ever think about things that are going to happen, big milestones in your life when your dad's not going to be there?
Yeah, when I get married. He'd have been a funny man at my wedding day. And a granddad as well. I wish he could have been a granddad one day. You never know when you're going to get taken, do you? It could be today, it could be tomorrow.